Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Ladd wedged off the puck. Puck taken back by Campbell. Left point. Drops it to Kane on the left half boards. Here's Kane now. Juking his way to the right lower left corner. Should he score? Oh, no, that's turned wide by Layton. Loose puck in the crease. And now it's in the net. They score!
They score!
The Hawks win the Stanley Cup! The Hawks win the Stanley Cup. Layton is down on his knees in the goal crease. And that one looked like it slid past him into the net. They're going to go and take a look. They're going to take a look upstairs. It's in the back of the net. The Hawks have won the Stanley Cup.
The magical disappearing puck of 2010. Brian Campbell, Sue Campbell got the assist. Hey, guess who's on the phone? Brian Campbell. Blackhawks convention this week. And, hey, Sue, you know, we never figured out what happened to that puck. It turns out Dave Ennett has it.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm just hanging on to it. If you want it, you can have it.
Oh, okay. I could take that off your hands for sure.
We're looking forward to convention, but before we get to that, some news. Would this news be about you?
Yeah, I guess. It's fortunate, unfortunate, I guess. Yeah.
And that announcement is what?
I'm actually going to, it's tough for me to even say it, actually, but I'm going to retire from the NHL. So I'm excited, and I'm actually taking an opportunity to work with the Blackhawks, obviously the greatest organization in the NHL. So I'm excited to move into a role there, and my family's really excited, but obviously a little bittersweet, but kind of the first time you say it out loud, it kind of, it hurts, but I'm excited. It's going to be fun. We're getting geared up and ready to go for that.
Well, I'm very excited to hear that you're going to stay with the organization. But, yeah, it's got to be weird, right? This is something you've done since you were a little kid. You've played and succeeded at the highest level. So you come to the decision based on what? A number of factors? On family? On what?
There's a couple things. I think I know I could play physically. I think mentally I'm done with it a little bit. It's a grind. I've played 18 years now, of pro hockey, and it's just kind of a grind. And I think mentally I'm a little tired and a little done with that. And then family, you know, I think I got two little girls and who you can maybe hear screaming in the background. But, and I think it's kind of going to be putting them in the forefront a little bit more. So that's kind of, you know, the things that I kind of looked at and my wife and I, Lauren, talked about. But we're excited. You know, I think to be able to stay with the Blackhawks is the number one thing I wanted to do.
And I know the Hawks had talked about, you know, the veteran team leadership role and all of that, but the Hawks are on the same page. If it's right for you, then it's right for them.
Yeah, so I'm going to go in and work a little bit on the business side, and I want to learn and grow with it and try to be, you know, work my way up in that organization. So, there's a lot of good people there, so I'm excited for that opportunity.
Listen, you know, I've been friends a long time. The first year you came to town, or the first year I was back on GN, I should say, back doing the old afternoon show. So it wasn't, I was back. I was still here then. So, Brian, it's so hard to remember. See, you retire, I get fired. But we got to be pals, and you were on the show regularly. And, you're just quality people. And you gave so many thrills to Blackhawks fans in those early days as the team was building. And it was such a thrill to have you come back last year. And I thought you played great last year. So, again, I'm sorry you won't be on the ice, but I'm thrilled we're going to be able to see you at the United Center. Dave?
And Brian, how fitting is it that you were able to come back and end your career as a member of the Blackhawks, a team with which, as we heard when you came on the air with us, with which you won a Stanley Cup in 2010?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously I got to thank Rocky Wirtz and John and Jay Blunk for this opportunity. So it's, you know, they've been so good to me, and I think that's the biggest thing about it, is that's the reason why I came back last year. That's the reason why I want to be a part of the organization, is, you know, the leadership from the top has just been so good to me, and I feel like in return I've worked hard and been good to the organization. So you know that's the only thing I want to see, is for it to continue to grow and fans to get more excited and for this team to win more Stanley Cups. So it's just kind of been fitting, you know, I think for me, it just kind of worked out perfectly. And, you know, and obviously we make our home here in Chicago. My wife's from here, my two daughters are all kind of set up here. So it's just a perfect situation. But I know there's going to be a lot of work ahead, and I'm excited for that.
And as your friend, if you just want to pop me in the mouth when we're watching a game together this fall, just because you're having a flashback to being on the ice, feel free to do that.
Yeah, I might look and see how many comp tickets you're getting right now and lower that number.
Nice.
I'd rather have you hit me. outside of, you know, your immediate family, your mom, your dad, your family back in Canada, who'd you call first? Once you came to this decision, who'd you tell first?
Well, obviously, I just been kind of going back and forth a little bit. I talked to my agent a lot, and he's from Chicago. I've just kind of slowly kind of told people what I was thinking. I've been thinking of this for a long time, you know, and then some days you go back and forth when there's free agency going on. And so it was just kind of a back and forth. One of the first ones I probably told was John McDonough, to be honest with you.
Oh, is that right?
I went and talked to him a little bit and stuff. So I'm just kind of, you know, slowly, you know, I have some neighbor friends here, and, you know, it's just kind of a slow developing thing, you know. At a lot of points I said, okay, I'm done. And then, you know, it's either my wife or something. She's like, just give it some more time. Or my dad was like, give it some more time. But I never came around to that where I really had the drive to do it. So, you know, it's just kind of an evolving thing of when, you know.
So first there's no sandwich, and now there's no soup?
There's still soup. There's still soup.
You know, he's soup. He's right. Soup. Yeah, so soup and sod.
There you go.
The soup might be a little cold, but it's still around.
How about Soup and Andrea, since you really love that show?
I love that show. That's what I was going to ask him, you know, because you have so many accolades on the ice, but your fans, your acting fans off the ice, were really looking forward to another edition of it. Might you reprise the role? Hey, I am hopeful, Brian.
we're going to have to bring that to a front office meeting now, I guess. Yeah. So,
because you're hilarious. An executive now. You can't just be jerking around. You got to make the decisions that are right for the organization.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I wouldn't call it a career yet on that, but you never know. It could happen.
I like Soup and Sod. Soup and Sod's good.
I like
it,
too. I think it's great. Yeah.
And I think we can tell from knowing Brandon a little bit, his wide range of emotions would really come in well here.
I think so, yeah. It's a fun show.
Hey, wait, Soup, what are we doing? congratulations, and I mean that word, and give yourself time to get used to the word. Maybe call it the R word for now.
Yeah. No, I do appreciate everything you've done for me too, Steve. So it's been great. I know we've been friends right from the get-go. So it's been always fun, and, you know, I'll be around. So that's the best part about it. It's not like I'm going anywhere. So it'll be good to be around and see you a bunch.
Your oldest is 4 now or 5?
4. She's 4 and 4 and 2. So 2.
So at 4, you sit down with her, because a 2-year-old is more interested in other things, but the 4-year-old, you sit down with her and you try to explain that daddy's going to be around more. Did she lock into that at all?
She started crying. No, I'm just joking. No. Yeah, I think, you know, it'll take some time, but the best part about it is, you know what, we can go down to the United Center and watch a hockey game. And
how about that? Watching a hockey game together with your kids.
Yeah, so I've never done that ever. So it'll be very interesting, and, you know, I think it was good for them to come back, and now they're Blackhawk fans, and that's what you want them to be. You know, they're fans for life. So it's kind of started, but at least I'll be able to take her to learn to skate a little bit more now, and do all those fun things with them.
Well, as you know, we're wearing headphones, so we're tethered, but we're going to now give you the great honor that you so richly deserve for all the entertainment, the hard work, and taking one for the team so many times, including at the hands of that commie Ovechkin when he almost killed Brian and smashed him into the boards one afternoon. Yeah. Here's your sitting ovation.
Woo!
Thank you,
buddy. Listen, I'll see you at convention, and thanks for telling us and calling in. Now go have fun.
All right, I will. Thanks, Steve. See you, buddy. I appreciate it.
There's your Hawks news. Brian Campbell. Brian Campbell retiring.
Should I give him the puck back?
You probably should. Yeah. For the fee.
Of course.
Yeah. Soup and Sod really is the one that works.
I tell you, that is a very funny show.
Soup and Sod.
It's kind of like when you find out that your favorite show gets canceled. You know, yeah. It's like that feeling, yeah. And you're hoping.
Just torn away.
Just write letters to the front office. Bring it back.
Tell you what, I know there's a lot of kids in the back for the Hawks now, defensive line, but I don't know that the kids could outskate Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
He is still lightning fast. Reminds me a lot of me.